Today, we're diving into Forrester's recent report, Building a Security Org for the Future. And this is not just a report, it's a wake-up call about the future of security leadership. And it's not about tighter control, it's about smarter influence. A topic you've heard me talk about on this podcast before. I'm Brian Strausser, Principal and Chief Executive here at BrightPath, and this is the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. Let's start with the big picture of what Forrester is talking about. Now, their report is focused on information security or cybersecurity, but I think there's lessons here for all of us that work in resilience. So again, let's start with the big picture. The threat landscape has evolved. Cyber attacks today are smarter. They're weaponizing artificial intelligence and large language models, and the regulatory pressure from state, local, and federal government is only increasing. But despite all of this, chief information security officers, or CISOs, are still struggling to win budget, retain talent, and prove business value. Why? We believe because too many security organizations are still being seen as technical problem solvers rather than strategic enablers. Forrester's report bears this out, that the future-ready CISO is not just a defender of the enterprise. They are a strategic advisor who is embedded in decision-making, speaking the language of the business, a topic you've heard us talk about before, and helping the organization move forward with confidence. Let's break down the five key shifts that Forrester recommends in the report. First is to move from control to influence. That their modern CISO's role is not to police the enterprise. They're here to enable and empower risk-informed decision-making, advising leaders on where to take the smart risks and where to draw the line. Second is resilience over defense, that the perimeter is gone. Security organizations need to be built for detection, for recovery, and adaptability. It's not about stopping every single incident. It's about being able to bounce back quickly and protect the trust of your brand. Number three are federated security teams, embedding security experts into areas like product, engineering, operations, places where the business is moving fast. Centralized teams set the strategy. Embedded teams get it done in context. Number four is about talent as a strategic lever, that we should be hiring for more than just technical skills. We need to prioritize influence, communication, and business acumen. The best security leaders today are relationship builders first, analysts second. And lastly is business-driven metrics. Drop the firewall logs. Instead, show how security enables availability and uptime, how it supports customer trust and avoids reputational risk. Speak the language that your executives and your board understands. So here's a common question that I get from clients along these lines, which is knowing all of these things, how do I win the budget that I need to do the strategies that I know are the right approach? And the answer is here in the Forrester report, that security investments and resilience investments must align with business priorities, efficiency, risk reduction, revenue enablement, and performance. If you can tie your initiatives into those outcomes, you move from a cost center to being a strategic enabler. And that's how you secure influence and win the budget that you need. So what are the practical next steps? What are the things that you can do right now? You can audit your security metrics. Are they meaningful to the business? You can look at how you're communicating those. Does it have influence? Does it show your influence in the organization? You can rethink your org structure. Can you actually embed experts where the risk is? And take a look at your talent strategy. Are you investing in influence, even for yourself, and not just technical skill? And if you're not sure where to start with this, reach out and talk with us, because we've helped global brands realign their security functions, their resilience functions, to be more agile, more business-focused, and more resilient. So to wrap this up, security is not a function that continues to operate in the shadows. It must be front and center with business strategy, and that means building influence, aligning to outcomes, and transforming your team into a high-performing partner for the enterprise. You can read the full Forrester report for deeper insights, but if you take away one thing, let it be this, that security leadership is not about control, it's about credibility and influence. That's it for this edition of the Managing Uncertainty Podcast. I'll be back next week with another new episode. Be well.